The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 30th of May, 2019. All the best technology news that's been happening is coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Oh, Amazon and their gadgets. Well, if you've got some, here's another one to add if you want to. Yep, they just announced a new Echo, this time with a 5.5-inch screen. You know, looking at it, though, I kind of think I've seen this thing before. Oh, yeah. Google Assistant Smart Clock. Yeah, it looks exactly like that. So what else are you going to get other than that 5.5-inch screen? Well, you get a built-in camera. Not to mention, of course, Alexa. Although I don't know if we really even need to mention that anymore. I mean, pretty much if Amazon comes out with a gadget, it's going to have Alexa. Am I right? The most important thing, however, though, is the price. Well, this one will set you back $89.99. Okay, time for Hacker News. I know we don't really get to do these much lately, have they? Maybe that's a good thing, but it sure isn't good for Flipboard. Yep, we've got some password issues from Flipboard. According to Flipboard's official Twitter account, they recently identified and addressed a security incident, and they've taken the measures to protect users' accounts and secure their systems. But for precautionary measures, we're asking users to reset their passwords. So yes, if you've opened your Flipboard up today and you've got that little notification saying Flipboard is requesting you to reset your password, well, it's okay, you're not the only one. So what exactly happened that Flipboard ain't saying on their Twitter account? Apparently, some unauthorized parties infiltrated some of their databases, multiple times, mind you, and they may have gotten some user information. Oh, and you also might want to know this took place between June 2nd of 2018 and April 21st of this year. Yep, just another one of those hacker stories where we find out almost a year later. Apple TV and music apps for the Mac. Yep, they're a thing because they've leaked on the internet. Now, we all know next Monday is the WWDC event. Now, that ain't stopping these things from getting out on the interwebs. This one comes thanks to those folks over there at 9to5 Mac, where we've got some lovely screenshots of the new Apple TV and music apps designed specifically for macOS 10.15. We got some colorful icons along the left menu bar. Looks kind of iTunes-ish, I gotta say. And just like Apple Music's app that you have on your phone or tablet, you can browse songs in the new macOS Music app under various categories. The TV app, however, though, offers a bit more of the navigation bar in the center. Browse through your watch tabs for now, movies, TV shows, kids, and library. While the left side of the menu you can use to sort through most genres of content. Now, of course, we don't know if this is all beta stuff yet or not. This is not official. Though chances are, though, we're probably going to be looking at something like this come June 3rd. And finally, speaking of Apple, how would you like to work there? It might be kind of cool. Problem is, though, how do you get into such an elite corporation? First off, you gotta be smart. Then you might think, I gotta do something to impress them. How about I hack them? Yeah, that wouldn't enter my mind either. But hey, apparently this kid thought, why not? Yes, a team from Australia was hoping to land a job at Cupertino and thought, yeah, what the hell? I'll just hack Apple. Yep, that's what he did. And of course, Apple found out about it, of course. He actually got the idea because he heard Apple hired a European dude who'd actually done the same thing to him. And he thought, well, hell, if it worked for him, it could work for me too. Well, I guess Apple and law enforcement had other ideas. The teenager that did hack Apple did plead guilty to what he did, but at the same time said he was hoping to get him a job. Now, those of you out there saying, oh, I feel sorry for the little guy. Well, don't. He did something wrong. However, though, it's not all bad for him. This doesn't look like it's going to end his career. Just going to make his parents' bank account a little bit lighter. He won't face conviction, and he has to pay $500, yes, Australian dollars, that is, and be on good behavior for 9 months. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, yeah, that is our website, of course. Hop on over there and get subscribed to our podcast, check out our blog review section. All sort of tech goodiness is going on over there. Check it out for yourself today. Give us a like on Facebook, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join us in our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for your F-R-I-D-A-Y edition. Getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a grand old fun Thursday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.